Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guests. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
You know, it's often been said that small business is what makes America happen. And just yesterday, as I stopped by the neighborhood dry cleaner to pick up some suits, had a conversation with the lady that owns the dry cleaner, and she said that 2009 was their worst year since they bought that dry cleaner 12 years ago. They were struggling to make it. Well, Dave Westfall is a small business expert and the mastermind behind DuPoint Ventures. You can visit him online at DuPoint.com. And that, by the way, is a point with an E on the end. So we'll talk small business with Dave. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, you're welcome to call us at 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. Dave Westfall, welcome to the Burke Allen Show.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Now, as you talk to these small business guys all over the country, it has to be a common theme that the last 18 months to 2 years has just been brutal for pretty much everybody in every sector.
Yeah, a lot of small business owners are really struggling right now, and they're asking, you know, the question, how can they survive in this economy?
And, you know, it's tough to boil it down in one radio show, and everyone's, instance and circumstance is different. But when you get asked that question, what's the first thing you say?
Well, when they ask me what they can do to survive, thrive, and grow in this economy, I tell them there really are three solutions that work, and they can work very quickly. The first is to sell more to your existing customers, and I can give you more detail on that in a minute here. The second is to return to their core competencies. And the third is to look for new synergistic countercyclical markets for their products and services.
Wow. Now, that last one, that sounded like a mouthful, so let's begin with something I can get my arms around. And that's the concept of, as a small business owner, or I guess any business owner, it's easier to sell more to your existing customers than to go out and land new customers. Is that right?
Exactly, because they already know where you are, and they already know the quality of your goods and services. So I recommend that as the fastest way to increase a small business owner's sales. I recommend that they make two-minute Ford, F period, O period, R period, D follow-up calls. That has nothing to do with Ford Motor Company, okay?
Right.
And what they should do is identify their top 20 customers and use the, what's, you know, everybody refers to as the 80-20 rule. It's called the Pareto principle. But your top 20% of your customers many times generate as much as 80% of your sales. So what the Ford stands for is that you should make a two-minute call and ask them about their family, their organization, that's their company, their church, you know, whatever they're involved in, what their recreational plans are, and then lastly, what their dreams are. And at the end of that call, they should be sure to ask, what can we, you know, as a business do to help you? You should always ask, you know, a WIIFM, what's in it for me kind of question.
Right.
And then listen to what your customers are telling you. And take notes, and they'll tell you what you need to do to improve or add to your business to make it grow some more.
And I love that Ford acronym. Give us that acronym once again. I'm sure our listeners would like to jot that down for Ford.
Okay. Family is the F. Organization is the O. Recreation is the R. And dreams is the D.
And on the dreams portion, if you're a, you know, a salesperson or you're a business owner, you're trying to expand your business, how do you ask that dreams question?
You know, what are you thinking about doing? You know, what do you want to be doing in 5 years? Those kinds of things, okay? But, you know, if are you doing, you know, what you're passionate about? Those kinds of questions. Try to ask an open-ended question as you can, but try to keep the call to 2 minutes so you can get through your top 20 customers, too.
Dave Westfall is our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. We're talking about how small businesses can not only survive but thrive in this down economy. All right, so it makes sense to go after your existing customers and have them do more with you. What's the second piece of advice you would give?
Well, just the final piece of that first one is selling more to your existing customers.
Right.
At the end of your call, once you've asked them questions and gotten them to speak and open up, ask them for a referral or a recommendation or a testimonial. Statistics show that 40% of people that are referred will actually take action and half of them will buy from you. So that's a very important thing to do at the end of those calls.
Referrals, all right, makes perfect sense. All right, okay. Very good.
The second thing I recommend is to return to your core competency. Everybody has them, these extraneous projects that they're working on where, you know, think, well, this is the new better mousetrap or the better deal or whatever it is. You can cut your costs and your losses very quickly by eliminating those underperforming projects and refocusing on your core business. Like if it's the dry cleaner that you were mentioning earlier, they should focus on, you know, being the best dry cleaner they can be and providing the best customer service they can provide and not doing something else. A lot of entrepreneurs have a problem focusing. And so I put that one in to make sure that they come back to what they're really good at and they stop doing things they're not good at. It's kind of like the way Disney says it, you know, you have to cast them in the right position so that they're maximizing their strength and minimizing their weaknesses.
And Dave, you see this a lot in the restaurant industry where a restaurant who may be known for something specific, like a great cheeseburger, suddenly they decide to put on full course French meals. And that may be an extreme example, but you know, where the menu becomes too diverse and they get away from that core of their menu.
Yeah, they lose their direction and their focus and what got them to be successful and what got them to have repeat customers, and they need to go back and refocus on what makes them successful.
Talking about small business and how they can survive and thrive in this tough economy with Dave Westfall. And the third piece of advice after making sure that you work your existing customer base more and that you return your core competencies, what's the third piece of advice?
Well, here's the big words, okay? Looking for new synergistic counter-cyclical markets. What you want to do is you want to look both upscale, you know, if let's say you're in the middle kind of market, you're in a middle price point for your niche, whatever that is. You want to look upscale from you to see if there's any markets that you could be serving, and you know, because they're less sensitive to recessions. You also want to look downscale where you could maybe offer a different service like what you're doing. It's part of your core competency, but a cheaper or an alternative service that would allow you to sell more of them into the marketplace. What you have to do is go back to the basics and focus on those things that made you successful, but look for different markets to offer the same service. And I can give you some examples of those when we talk further on.
That would be great. Dave Westfall is our guest today. You may have read about him in the Wall Street Journal giving advice to small businesses. And we'll have more with Dave right after this on the Burke Allen Show.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
It's is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS and the Blog Talk Radio Network. Dave Westfall is our guest today, featured in the Wall Street Journal recently. He holds an MBA in business and works with small businesses primarily across the country to survive and thrive in a down economy. And in our last few minutes here, Dave, let's talk about some examples you might have of ways that businesses, particularly the smalls, can pick up that low-hanging fruit by going a little more downscale, as you mentioned in our last segment.
Okay. Here's three examples from that Wall Street Journal article that you mentioned. I was found on LinkedIn by a reporter for the Wall Street Journal who had done some case studies but didn't have the right business terminology to put behind what her case studies had done. So it was kind of fun to review her cases. The first one she gave me was a fitness company, a personal trainer. What he did is he switched from offering all private training sessions to group sessions. And so he was able to offer a lower price to the customer, and plus he was able to, in the same time period, like in the same hour, increase his revenue per hour. So that was a very positive switch that he made.
Great idea.
The second was a commercial real estate property manager. They had gotten into doing apartments and strip centers and, you know, the malls, that kind of thing, and doing the maintenance, and their sales were off 30%. So what they did is they returned to their core property management competency, and they took a look around to see, you know, who was needing services right now, and voila, think of the mortgage mess that we're in, the subprime mess, all of those empty properties that are sitting there that they are called REOs, real estate owned by the mortgages and bank companies, they offer to manage those properties for the banks and mortgage companies, and their sales rebounded and actually started growing because of making that change. They just look for another market.
What a fantastic idea. You capitalize on what's out there. Find a need to fill a need.
Exactly. A swimming pool business, for example, moved from selling economy swimming pools to the luxury market. They moved upscale. They went from, you know, $2,000 and $3,000 pools to $30,000, $40,000 pools because the luxury market was less volatile. They did fewer units but made more money. And that was an interesting example because the owner, a baby boomer like me, listened to a millennial who had the idea.
And it doesn't always work that way, huh?
Doesn't always, no, but it was kind of interesting that they were open to new ideas and new suggestions. And a lot of times your employees, your frontline employees, know and are more in tune with what's going on in the marketplace than even the owner is.
And indeed, one of the things that you are a big believer in with your firm, with DuPoint, is using social media, which is certainly very new, as a way to help expand your business.
Exactly. I'm referred to as your social media mentor, and I work with a lot of small businesses and help them grow their business using social media marketing like on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
And it's a wonderful low cost and in many cases no cost alternative to expensive marketing campaigns.
It is indeed, and one of the neat things about social media marketing is it kind of levels the playing field. The big companies, the big brands don't have as significant an advantage over a smaller competitor when it comes to social media marketing because it really becomes viral marketing and word of mouth and engaging the customer and the quality and of the service that you're providing.
You know, the rub on social media for many folks is that everyone can do it, very few can make money. Have you been able to crack that code and turn a profit with any of that?
I have myself. What I am experiencing in my practice is about 6% actually make money doing it. The other 94% fail. And one of the reasons that I believe that happens is because they go into it with a hunter mentality and they don't pursue it with enough patience. It's much more of a farming kind of activity where you have to plant seeds and water them and fertilize them and cultivate them and let them grow and become strong plants, and then they flower and bloom, and then they ultimately get the fruit, but you have to let the fruit ripen. It takes time to make money using social media marketing, and a lot of people just don't have the patience for it. And that's one of my programs called Social Media Outsourcing that I offer to small businesses, helps them get there, and we do the work for them for 6 months, and then we turn it over to them when it's ready to be maintained.
It sounds like a great service, and certainly there's some fear of that new technology. This time has just flown by. It's not often that we have a guest, Dave, that has this much good, meaty, usable information that they're willing to share with us, so I appreciate you being on the program today.
You're very welcome. If your listeners want some more information or they'd like to get a copy of my free e-book, The Small Business Accelerator, just have them go to DuPointe.com/ebook, and they'll get a free copy of my 75-page e-book.
Oh, what a generous offer. That's DuPointe.com, and that's point with an E. Dave Westfall has been our guest on the Burke Allen Show today. Thanks, Dave. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks a lot, Burke. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Now go out and have a great weekend.